already, but I will. Thank you, Chairwoman Stabenow, Ranking Member Cochran, and members of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity today to tell you about all of the things that 15% ethanol is doing in NASCAR racing today. I was raised on a tobacco farm. As a kid, I know how tough it was to see farmers and live as a farm kid. But once it's in your blood, it's in your blood. So I today I'm in the farming business, been in it for 30 years. I have vineyards, Angus cattle. We raise our own hay, wheat, corn, soybeans. So I know what it is like for the farmers today. And ethanol is definitely a great plus for our farmers in America today. I'm also an avid sportsman and conservationist. I'm on the board of directors for the NRA. I served 6 years with the Congressional Sportsman Foundation. And I'm also, as you said earlier, I'm on the board of directors for Growth Energy. Growth Energy is the country's leading trade association of ethanol and renewable fuel products. I've been involved in NASCAR for 45 years, with both as a driver and owner. I've seen a lot of changes. For you that don't understand NASCAR, we have over 70 million race fans. We ranked second only to the NFL in TV viewing and audiences. Back when NASCAR always looks at what the manufacturers are doing. When we were running leaded fuel back years ago, NASCAR was running leaded fuel. When they went to unleaded fuel, we went with along with them with unleaded fuel. When they decided to go with an ethanol blend of fuel, in 2010, NASCAR started looking at ways and what was the right, correct blend to use. They came up with, after many tests, they came up with E15 was the fuel to use in our race cars. As RCR, we did our own testing. We did a lot of testing. We tested all the way up to E30. I wish we were here today talking about how we were all running E30 in our cars. Nothing but positive results came out of our test. You know, our engines ran cooler. We made more horsepower. Ethanol makes more octane, so it makes more horsepower. Less carbon buildup, better emissions, and our parts, when we tore the engines down, looked much better. Since 2011, NASCAR has raced more than 5 million miles, put 5 million miles on E15, and that's some of the most toughest racing, toughest demand on an engine you could get. We turn those engines over 9,500 RPMs week in and week out for 4 and 5 hours. From a consumer standpoint, and I better hurry, from a consumer standpoint, more testing was done on E15 more than any other fuel approved by the EPA. The Department of Energy tested 86 vehicles for more than 6 million miles. The Department of Energy's testing results, EPA approved a waiver for E15 in all vehicles, 2001 and newer, which is more than 80% of the vehicles on the highway today. Studies show by moving America to E15 blends or better, we would create 136,000 jobs, limit greenhouse emissions, and reduce the demand for foreign oil. The economic impact of ethanol today to America is in billions. It creates jobs, farms, equipment, sales. If ethanol is the future for America, I feel ethanol is the future for America. The challenges we have today with our security, we cannot depend on foreign oils. We can't keep sending our dollars overseas to maybe be used against us someday. And the main thing is our children and grandchildren. We've got to think about them for the future and the energy sources that they will have in the future. With that said, thank you for letting me testify, and God bless America.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chose. We're so pleased to have you here and wish you luck